The Death of Soul. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
It's Friday.
Friday. Ready for the freaking weekend? Did I make the joke earlier?
I mean, there's not many you can make that are Friday related. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
pretty much done them all. But it's Friday. Mm-hmm. How about a little fail?
Do you feel like failing so you'll feel better about your own weekend?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Even doing these, I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel stronger. I feel smarter.
It's a little pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a five-hour energy. But
5 minutes?
Yeah. Or less.
Yeah.
And it tastes worse. Yeah, and it tastes
unless
worse.
Unless you want to donate to us on our Patreon, Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah, if you want to, Patreon. And you want to listen to some bonus episodes, go for it.
Yeah.
You just go for it.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about a singer that you've never heard of named Jimmy Soul. You see where this is going, right? I mean, you already can tell where this is going.
I can't wait. I love these where I don't know what's happening, but I do kind of know what's happening.
You've been like kind of ambushed.
Exactly. I'm getting little crumbs, and I'm following the crumbs to the candy house.
You're not going
to
know
which. You know what? My head's going to get in the oven.
just climb on in. Eat some cookies. You're the cookie. No one has ever, and nor will anyone ever talk to you about Jimmy Soul as much as I will.
I have sat on many a futon, an air mattress, with some guy that I was hoping to get intimate with. I've listened to many samples of music. Many, many samples. All artists from all walks of life. I've never once listened to any stylings of Jimmy Soul.
I'm going to assume that's correct, although I will try to break his one-hit song down, essentially a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard it, but probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we just want to find out how old I am, like, if you want to just be like, how old is this dude, right? Come on, dude,
Put your ear close to your speaker right now.
Dude, you're too old. Stop it. Just leave everyone alone. Get out of everyone's
way. Take a nap.
Yeah, get out of everyone's way. First, I'm just going to brief you on Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to get there. He was born James Lewis McLeese in Weldon, North Carolina. He became a preacher at the age of 7, performed gospel music as a teenager.
Wow.
Great start.
That's the equivalent of a start. You start an app at 7 years old.
He acquired his performing name Soul from his congregation. Mm-hmm. He took to the road toward southern U.S., various gospel groups. He became popular around the Norfolk, Virginia area.
Oh, yeah.
That's a place.
Hey.
He was scouted by Frank Guidonand and recruited to sing songs handpicked from one of Guido's other artists, Gary U.S. Bonds, which I'm familiar with. I mean, I'm not super familiar with. It's
Gary
like a little US before
Bonds.
My time. Yeah, he was a relatively kind of like popular-ish early mid-60s singer. Now, the song is really where the fail is, and then it will get worse from there.
Yeah, let's dig a hole.
Now, the song of the one-hit wonder is called If You Want to Be Happy, or If You Want to Be Happy. Uh-huh. I have heard the song a million times.
Oh, it's very, I know this song. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife won't. it's the message is
clear,
contentious.
So I was hoping I wasn't gonna have to stop play this for you and then do this again.
I know the song.
You know the song.
We used to play the song all the time. We used to like dance to the song at like school dances.
It's a great song. I mean, as far as like
it's upbeat
melody,
tempo,
melody,
it's
very catchy, great vocals. I feel like gospel singers, they really. There's emotion to it. It's not just like, you're not just like kind of singing from your mouth out.
Yeah.
Like you really feel it. And I'm not like a gospel music expert, nor am I really religious. But when gospel singers sing, it's like,
it hits you.
I feel like, what's the message? I don't know, but I feel it. Like I believe it. And I see why it's so it, you know, really brings people together and really gets a message across. And there's like this really, this kind of euphoric feeling through, through the music.
It is. I mean, I'm like thinking back on the song. It's a pretty good song. Also the middle where they're just talking. Oh my God. We're going all there. Okay.
So I was talking to my brother last night. Mm-hmm. We were playing video games online because he's in Philadelphia. And I was like, do you know who this is? He's like, oh yeah, I know that song. Mm-hmm. So, and he's probably around the same age, maybe a little bit younger than you are, around the same age as you are. So I was like, okay, cool. So it's not just me, because the song is from 1963. So it's, you know, before my time, but it's kind of almost...
But it's politically incorrectly timeless.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, contentious and politically incorrect is why it's a fail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there was definitely pushback from it. It was banned on a lot of radio stations because of the, you know, referring to women as ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely sexist.
Yeah.
And in 1963, I mean, I like probably a lot of people either were like, oh, it's just, you know, kind of like harmless fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really necessarily, you know, I'm not here to like take a stand on the, you know, the song. I mean, it definitely is like looking back. It's like, not a great message. Yes, a great message, but so catchy.
It's very catchy, and it's just very like rollicking. Yeah, like it's a fun time. That's why. I mean, yeah, I think we took that message with a grain of salt when I was growing up, and we heard that song, like, which is not good because it's kind of embedded and it's socializing people.
It's almost subliminal, and it's because it's sung in such a way where it doesn't like hit hard on the ugly. It's just kind of flowing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like playful about it. It's not like you got to do this now.
It's not like step one.
Yeah.
Do this. It's just, it's all kind of, you're just like, almost kind of like, I'm just singing along. It's like a, almost like a little call and response.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very catchy.
It sold over a million records. Mm-hmm. It was on the UK singles charts, peaking at number 39 in 1963, and then came back in 1991, which may have helped put it back in the ecosystem at number 68 in 1991. It was banned on a lot of radio stations. Mm-hmm. The song is based on the song Ugly Woman.
Okay. Yeah.
By the Trinidadian Clipsonian Roaring Lion, recorded in 1934. Okay. You know.
Was that one as fun though? You know, it kind of gets to the point.
Yeah.
This one's like a little more playful about its horrible message.
It hit number one on May 18th, 1963. Mm-hmm. And on the R&B singles chart. Now, I'm just going to read. The lyrics are pretty kind of be repetitive.
Yeah. Please.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Get one.
Yes.
It's like, it's one is not owed to you. That's a little progressive or a glimmer of progress in this horrifying lyric.
And then it switches. A pretty woman makes her husband look small. I haven't looked at the lyrics in a while.
No, I remember the song. Yes. I feel like I know a lot of these lyrics.
And often causes his downfall.
Yeah.
As soon as he marries her, she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But Rebecca, if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time. And she'll always give you peace of mind.
The two important things. Make sure, not that the meal is good, but that it is on time. Yes.
Peace
of mind.
It repeats, you know, the parts that we know repeats, then sax solo.
Yeah.
Which kind of like breaks up. It's like,
it's like,
great sax. Yeah, I love sax solo.
Listen, I can't emphasize how fun the melody of the song is and how horrible the words are.
Don't let your friends say you have no taste. Go ahead and marry anyway.
Yeah.
Though her face is ugly, her eyes don't match. Take it from me, she's a better catch. Yeah.
You gotta get a set of eyes these days.
Now the spoken word part, the conversation.
The spoken word part is...
It's like, hey man, hey baby, I saw your wife the other day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's ugly. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's ugly, but she can cook, baby. All right.
Yep.
It's like that, yelling out the window of the fire escape.
They're just in like different sides of a building.
Yeah.
Like a cubicle, like an office complex. Yeah. It's like, hey, your wife looks like shit. I know. Have a great day. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I had a chicken fra diavolo that was really great that she made last night.
And you know what? It was on time.
It was on time. I don't care if her eyes are
mismatched.
I don't know. I don't know how much that could be.
Like those dogs, those like shepherds that have like one blue eye. Well, that's actually extremely rare.
Yeah.
And you should prize it.
Yeah. Well, no. Not in this case. Not not 1963. Okay. I mean, he didn't write the song. I mean, he just sang it. So it's not like his. He's like, hey, listen, I have a message to get out there.
They're like, do you think the executives were like gave him the words? They're like, are you cool with this? And he's like, you know, I'm a preacher. I'm a family man. Yeah. I sing to a lot of places down south. I don't know how I feel about this. And they're like, there's a pretty cool sax solo in there. He's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. Or he's probably like, oh, yeah. This is
yeah, he's like, I agree.
Is this from a science textbook?
Every point I agree with.
Yes. Now, I'm like, I want more information on Jimmy Soul. Mm-hmm. There is not any out there. I spent so much time, like a stalker, trying to find information. I was going to comments of YouTube videos, Reddit, message boards. I could find very, very little. Wikipedia really had the bulk of it, but I did find a little bit more. He tried to, you know, have a follow-up to the success. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
He gave up his career as a musician and joined the U.S. Army later in life.
I wish the follow-up was like, you know, like, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Yeah, but it's Judy's turn to cry. Yeah, like, I wish she had some kind of follow-up where it's like, that pretty woman fucked me over. Yeah. It's like, my album was not on time!
Yes. a little reaction. Mm-hmm. He fell into drugs. And on January 9th, 1986, was sentenced to 4.5 to 9 years in prison. It was his second felony. He was convicted of a criminal sale of a controlled substance in the third degree and criminal possession of a controlled substance in the third degree. The sentence was affirmed on appeals on October 26, 1987 and March 22, 1988. He died of presumably of a drug-related heart attack on June 25th, 1988 at age 45. Wow. Pretty unceremonious, but, you know, that's a lot of, like, there's just a big gap of like what, but it's, you have one hit, then nothing, then people forget about you.
Yeah.
And then your one song is so good and catchy, but it's also like a bit of a novelty song in a sense, because it's like a commentary on like, and that's kind of the price you pay. Now, I could find very little, except I found his grave.
Oh.
I believe he died in Spring Valley, New York, which is the town next to where I went to community college in New York.
God damn, goes back to your formative years back on the East Coast.
Yes, because he's not from New York, but he, you know, he made his, you know, in Virginia he was really popular, and he found his way to Spring Valley, New York, Rockland County, New York, like, you know, near, you know, somewhere near Rockland, Westchester.
Yeah.
And that also, of course, like, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Here's something interesting that I found. Two siblings. Right, John Thomas McLeese and Alice Faye McLeese Harrison. Here are their birth and death. Mm-hmm. 1938 to 1956. Oof. Is John? Yeah, Alice Faye 1940 to 1988. Short. Oof. Right. That's the thing. The only other thing that I found, but no information, no document. Not that I found. Like, I was like, I feel like there should be like a documentary, and so I'm. You know, the fail part is obviously the song had that thing, you know, obviously his misfortune is not really, I felt like it's got, you know, probably, you know, dealt a bad hand, and obviously has siblings that did not live very long for whatever reason.
Curse of,
I don't know, but I really wanted to kind of celebrate.
He lived longer than both of them. I mean, like, he kind of won.
I mean,
he was the least failiest of his siblings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they did or how tragic. You know, one died at, looks like, 18, and the other died at 48. Yeah. Both pretty young. But if anyone out there, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you know anything, I'll take it as a personal favor, and also obviously. You can message us on Instagram, Ghost Town Pod.
Also, if you are under the age of 30 and you know this song, like, can you let us know how and in what context?
Yeah, do that. And also, we have a Patreon, .com/Ghost Town Pod. We're going to have a limited edition Patreon tier. Mm-hmm. Check it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It might be up by the time you're listening to this. If not, it'll be up within a couple of days. I'm just waiting for something to put on there. to show it to you properly, but be on the lookout. It'll be limited. And if you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with Patreon and you want to donate 50 cents, 75 cents, $1, stop at $1. You can go to paypal.me/ghosttownpod if you want to help. We spend money on editing and other costs and trying to get into festivals, and we really, really help us out. And you can do it even if your eyes don't match. I don't care.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.